Leon Compton with you this morning around Tasmania. The school chaplaincy program, it's up for renewal at the end of May. It was rolled out 4 years ago and it was controversial at the time. Should we continue? Jane Caro has one perspective. She's an ambassador for the National Secular Lobby. Jane Caro, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And thanks for joining us this morning. Jane, why do you think that the school chaplaincy program should be stopped at the end of May when the funding runs out and something new replace it?
Well, I mean, the thing about it is that it is quite wrong and totally against the principle of universal secular public education to prioritise any particular religion. The whole point of public schools is that they're open to any child, regardless of their background, including different religious backgrounds. So they should not, this is absolutely wrong, but they should be prioritising Christian chaplains. It's not appropriate. And they should never have been instituted in the first place. The whole point about public education is it is secular and therefore accepting of all, of many faiths and indeed of no faith as well. And, you know, schools have always had as part of their staff school counsellors. And what we need is more school counsellors, more trained and qualified people who are not pushing a particular religious barrow, but are there entirely at the service of the child and are secular in their approach as they are working for a secular school system.
Jane Caro, we now have 4 years of evidence that we can inform our view of what to do in the future on. Has the school chaplains program actually worked in, you know, providing people to support children in their education?
I'm sure there are some wonderful school chaplains out there who are very, very good at supporting many children. This is not a criticism of individual school chaplains as such. However, if they're extremely talented at working with children, I would encourage them to go and get proper qualifications and become qualified, trained school counsellors. There's nothing to stop any person in a school having a religious faith. That's perfectly fine. That's not what we are objecting to. What we are objecting to is a program that says the only people that are able to give support, emotional support to children who may be facing difficulties, must be Christian. That's wrong.
Jane Caro, what lobbying have you done of federal politicians that instituted this in the first place and will consider whether or not to continue the school chaplaincy program after May?
Well, I have to admit that I've done no personal lobbying. I've certainly written articles about it in the past and supported cries for it not to have been instituted in the first place and the continuous cries that it should be gotten rid of. The National Secular Lobby has only recently been formed, but it has been lobbying hard. Politicians and public and anyone basically will stand still long enough to listen about all the issues to do with the creeping religiosity of our society into the secular space. The National Secular Lobby is not anti-religious faith or anti-people who have a faith, but they are very, very concerned about secular space remaining secular and therefore accepting of everybody. And that is, it couldn't be more important that the people who offer emotional support for our children are accepting of everybody and do not have a particular religious barrow that they want to push. That is just inappropriate. So I'm sure there are great chaplains out there doing good work, but I would encourage them to get properly qualified as a counsellor.
Jane Caro is our guest this morning on Mornings Around Tasmania. If you've got some thoughts to share on your experience, your child's experience with Tasmania's school chaplaincy program, love to hear from you. 1-300-222-936 is the number. What was the experience like for your child, for your family? 1-300-222-936. Of course, Jane Caro, we've got a situation where this was instituted under Tony Abbott's prime ministership. He was is obviously of a Christian conservative faith. It's a very different prime minister at the helm now. Do you expect that there will be a different approach to this, you know, how counselling in schools can best be delivered?
Well, it's not looking that way, is it? Because there's now a bunch of Liberal, conservative Liberals lobbying their own Prime Minister and their own party to increase the funding, I think by about $25 million, and make it a permanent program so that it'll be very, you'd have to change legislation to get rid of it, which I think is why we're getting particularly exercised about it right now. I mean, the situation is, if you're an adolescent, for example, and you're worried that you might be pregnant, perhaps, or you're struggling with your sexual orientation, or, you know, you are worried about your gender identity, you may not feel at all comfortable about going to a Christian chaplain to talk about those things. You may not feel that you're going to get offered open, non-judgmental hearing. And I think that, indeed, that is why some of the more conservative religious are very determined to invade the secular space of public education with what they call Christian values.
Well, it'll be interesting to hear what the Scripture Union says. They're responsible for the program in Tasmania. As the funding comes up for renewal, we'll have a chat to them on tomorrow's program. Jane Caro, thanks for talking with us this morning.
My pleasure, Leon.
That's her perspective from the National Secular Lobby. Love to hear yours. 1300 222 936.